A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we discuss various topics, we try and gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Today, we'll continue our topic, which was the most pious one, regarding Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And last episode, we discussed. Be with us from start till end, we'll learn more about this great personality. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. Let's make a few good intentions also, as my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrati Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Hafizahullah, he gives us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. So I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should make this intention that you will watch with focus, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Let me give you a little bit of recap what we discussed last week. We touched upon this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ Indeed, the most honorable of you in the court of Allah is the most pious one among you. So, last week we established this fact through various aqwal that this yardstick, the standard of afdaliyat, being afdal, being superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depends upon taqwa. This is the yardstick. Knowledge, bravery, generosity, these attributes, these qualities, they are not the yardstick for someone to become afdal, superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, taqwa, piety is the yardstick. It is the standard for becoming afdal in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In akramakum indallahi atqakum." So this verse talks about that who is most honorable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this verse tells that the taqwa is the yardstick, is the standard. And another verse of the Holy Quran, which tells that who is the most pious one. When we relate the two, then we understand that yardstick is piety, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared the most pious one also in the Quran. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى And soon the most pious will be kept away from it. Subhanallah. And ulama, those they are, mufassireen, they have consensus upon the fact that in this verse, the most pious one, which is mentioned here, it refers to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And so when we see the both ayahs, then we understand that the yardstick is taqwa and the most pious one is Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And hence he is the most superior among all after the prophets and rasul, anbiya and rasul. Afdalul bashar ba'dal anbiya is the personality of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has mentioned that Ahl Sunnah has ijma' consensus that after Anbiya and Rusul, in creation, Khulafa'i Rashidin, meaning Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar Farooq, Uthman bin Affan, and Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhum, are the most superior one. Amongst all Ummah we are talking about, those Ummahs they came before, Allahu Akbar. And these are the personalities who are most superior after Prophet and Rasul. And then, in shan, in majesty, in honor, these four friends are also at top of the list. In honor, in karama, and in vilayat, these are the four ones. And among these four, the sequence is Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and is at the top. The second is Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. The third is Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. And then is Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. That's why we say Har sahabiye nabi jannati, jannati, sab sahabiyat bhi jannati, jannati, char yaarane nabi bhi jannati, jannati, Hazrat Siddiq bhi jannati, jannati, aur Umar Farooq bhi jannati, jannati, Uthman Ghani jannati, 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 Fatima aur Ali jannati, jannati, Hasan Husain bhi jannati, jannati, Walidain Nabi bhi jannati, jannati, Har Zawjaye Nabi bhi jannati, jannati. These are the personalities who are surely destined to Jannah, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sayyidina Alqama radiyallahu ta'ala says that once the fourth caliph of Islam, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, got the news that some people, they mention him afdal, more superior than Hazrat Shaykhain, meaning from Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala and Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. When Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem heard this, he radiyallahu anhu came on mimbar pulpit and mentioned the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after he said, O people, I got the news that some people, they mention me more superior, afdal, than Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu and Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. Had I issued an order about it before, I would have definitely punished those who say this. And today, if someone says like this, he is a person who puts false allegation. And from today onwards, if I heard someone saying like that, I'll sentence him with the punishment which is given to a person who puts false allegation. Allahu Akbar. And then he said, no doubt, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in Ummah, the most superior, afdal, is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and after him is Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali hai uske dushman, aur wo dushman Ali ka hai, jo dushman akl ka dushman hua Siddiq Akbar ka. Hazrat Abu Juhayfa radiyallahu anhu, he is a sahabi rasul, and he was very close to Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had this opinion that Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem is the most superior one. One day Abu Juhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard people talking against his own opinion, meaning Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem is not the most superior one. When he heard this from people, so he felt very upset. Mawla Ali, when he saw him upset, he radiyallahu anhu held his hand and took him to house and asked him the reason of his grief. Abu Juhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala and mentioned what he had heard from people. After listening to him, Mawla Ali كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم said, shall I not tell you that in Ummah who is the most superior one? Then he said himself, in Ummah the most superior is أفضل is Abu Bakr Siddiq and after him is Umar Farooq Azam رضي الله تعالى عنهما. خدائے پاک کی رحمت سے انسانوں میں ہر ایک سے فضول تر بعد از کل انبیاء صدیق اکبر ہے. Respectfulness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عن the title اتقا, the most pious one. And how was his taqwa? Let's listen this. This hadith is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, he had a slave who used to give him some of his earnings, and Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an used to eat from it, meaning from those earnings. One day he brought something and Abu Bakr ate from it. The slave said to him, do you know what is this? Abu Bakr radiyallahu an then inquired, what is it? The slave said, once in the pre-Islamic period of ignorance, I foretold somebody's future, though I did not know this knowledge of foretelling, but I cheated him. And when he met me, he gave me something for that service. And that is what you have eaten from. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala put his hand in his mouth and vomited whatever was present in his stomach. Allahu Akbar. This was the level of taqwa Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an possessed. And in some narrations it is mentioned that he radiallahu ta'ala an said, had I to give my life to get that out of my body, I would have done it. Because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, jasadun ghudhiya biharamin fannaru awla bih. The body which gets nourished through haram, that deserves better jahannam. Allahu Akbar. This was the level of piety. Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu possessed. He had done this without knowing it. Had he known this before, he wouldn't have even touched it or eaten it. He did not only repent, but also got it out of his body. So that this food doesn't become the part of his body. And alas, what is our condition? We don't bother what is coming, from where it is coming. We just keep on eating. We just keep on earning, whether it is halal or haram. We keep on feeding our children, whether it is halal or haram. We don't bother. Allahu Akbar. There are people, they don't do business without fraud. They don't do business without lying. They don't do business without mentioning false oaths, mentioning false qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. By lying, we will sell our product. But do you think it will bring barakah? Do you think it will bring blessing in our risk, in our sustenance? Bribery? Do you think after earning such money, we'll have barakah, blessing, peace, sukoon in our houses? Entrust. So, entrust in so many other ways of earning haram. Allahu Akbar. We don't even bother. We don't even think twice. On the other hand, those they are working, those they are employees, they waste their time, they keep on talking, they don't give right time to their work. They're earning. Allahu Akbar. Will we not be held accountable? We don't learn the masail. We don't learn what are the rulings if we are employee or if we are employer. What are our rights and what are the rights of the employee? If I am a boss, what are the rights of my employee? How will I be treating with him? And if I am working for someone, how shall I be working? How will I earn pure halal risk? This is something we need to seek knowledge. We need to learn this, respective brothers. If we are doing business, we should learn what are the right manners of doing business. Halal way of seeking. What is the halal way? Let me mention another account of piety of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. One day, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala entered in a room. And the one who was khadim, servant at the door, he was ordered, do not let anyone in without taking permission. Maybe there was some sort of very important meeting was going inside. And meanwhile, a person, he rushed inside running and entered the room. And he said, O Khalifatul Muslimin, give me one camel. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and asked, who allowed you to come in? While saying this, he radiallahu ta'ala slapped him. That person left. After some time, he sent his servant and asked him to bring that person. When he came, he said, I'm sorry, you can take revenge of that slap. Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala were present there. He radiallahu ta'ala said, no, this cannot happen. You are Khalifa, you are our Caliph. And it is the right of the Caliph to teach adab and manners. And you did not hit for no reason. It was not wrong doing that. Hence, this revenge will not be taken. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, Umar, if you did not take revenge today, then on the day of judgment, who will be my helper before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What answer will I give on that day? Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is Khalifatul Muslimin. This is Afdalul Bashar Ma'dul Anbiya. That's how sensitive he was in the matters of rights of people. A person who was his subject, Riaya, Allahu Akbar. Noble person, he is leader of the believers, Allahu Akbar. But look how concerned he was regarding the rights of people. This is the piety he possessed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and give us tawfiq that we also follow the footsteps of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And there are so many attributes. Time does not permit us to carry on any further. But whatever we have learned, if we can take some lesson from it, we don't also cause harm to people. We also do not cause harm through our hands, through our tongue. We don't cause harm by backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, abusing, using abusive language, tale-telling, talking ill about someone's face or at the back. Allahu Akbar. If we cannot cause harm through our tongue or through our hands or through any means, this is what we need to also focus, respect viewers. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we follow the sunnahs of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's all for today. We'll be back inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light.